My name is Melissa. I was born and raised in New York City, mostly Queens. I went to school in a very small Lutheran school, grades 1 to 8. There were only 4 classrooms, so the grades were clumped together. Very, very small school. And I think in that environment, I really flourished. I think I do best in small groups where the teachers, you know, you spent 2 years with the same teacher, you spent 2 years with the same kids, and knowing everyone in the very small building, I think was a really ideal place for me academically and socially. I went to a fairly small high school, Catholic high school, and I remember having gone through 8 years of Lutheran school and then going to Catholic school. I recently learned some more as an adult about Martin Luther, and looking back on the arguments I would have in the 9th grade with my Catholic religion teacher, I now understand why I struggled with him about why did we need priests or any kind of human person to intercede between people and their relationship with God. Why do we need all that hierarchy? And recently reading a long article about Martin Luther and the kinds of ways he was trying to undermine the hierarchy and give people a way to access religion directly. It made me smile when I thought about, you know, why I argued with my religion teacher so much. So I went to, as I said, a fairly small high school, Catholic high school, and again, that was a good place for me to have close relationships with teachers. I stayed very close with my English teacher, who passed away a couple of years ago, and still in relationship, in contact with another teacher, religion teacher. But I was very involved in things like student council and the drama club, the liturgy club. We planned the special masses. And I think the ability to be in a small place where I can have relationships with people is much more accessible to me, and I thrive best in relationship. I went on to college in upstate New York, and that was the first time I'd ever been to a very large school. But I found my small kind of niche in what later became a co-ed fraternity. I'm still close with many of those people. But that was really my way of navigating the larger campus, was to have a small group that I belonged to. I'll fast forward to when I came to Oklahoma. I reached out to the professionals in the community to make connections, and I opened up the phone book and just called a bunch of professionals in the Yellow Pages. And the first one who called me back was Pat Darlington. And she invited me to lunch. And I saw her office, and I believe maybe Donna might have been there. And at that time, Oak Creek was in its planning stages. And so I had the opportunity to hear some of the behind the scenes things as the community was being built and as it was coming together and as it was physically being built, and all the excitement of people first moving in. And it was wonderful to watch from my vantage point as her friend. A few years later, my father moved to Stillwater, and Oak Creek was not an option for him. He really wasn't healthy enough. And a couple of years later, things changed with his health, and he was driving by that point, and he happened on a First Friday lecture of Pat and Kay talking about Oak Creek, and just he fell in love with the idea. So he ended up buying a home and moving in, and so I became a part of this community in a different way as his daughter and being here. And this community was a support to me when we lost him. And then my mother moved out here and she moved in. And so again, I had another role in this community. And then I had the great good fortune to buy my own home.